Imagine you're standing on the precipice of an uncharted wilderness with no map, no compass, and no one to guide you. You're utterly alone, facing the unknown. This is life for many men, a harsh, relentless journey of survival, growth, and self-discovery. Yet, in a world that feeds us sanitized, comforting narratives, there's a stark truth that goes largely unspoken. Life is inherently unfair, unforgiving, and utterly indifferent to our desires. Your father may not have told you this, but it's time you heard it. Life is not a fairy tale, and success is not guaranteed. The world owes you nothing, and every moment you spend waiting for it to give you what you think you deserve is a moment wasted. In a society obsessed with happiness, convenience, and entitlement, we've lost touch with the brutal realities that shape strong, resilient men. The hard truths we avoid are the very lessons we need to embrace. You see, your father might have been afraid to tell you this, or maybe he didn't know it himself, but life's most valuable lessons are often the harshest ones. They're the truths that challenge our deepest beliefs, push us out of our comfort zones, and force us to confront the raw, unvarnished reality of existence. This isn't a message of despair, but one of empowerment. Understanding and accepting the tough truths about life isn't about becoming jaded or cynical. It's about arming yourself with the wisdom and resilience needed to navigate the chaos and uncertainty that define our world. It's about preparing you for the real battles, the ones that truly matter. Let's dive into the lessons that your father might not have had the courage or the foresight to teach you. Lessons that will not only make you a better man, but also prepare you to guide your sons through the wilderness of life with clarity, strength, and purpose. Prepare yourself for a journey into the uncomfortable, the controversial, and the brutally honest. This is not just about survival. It's about thriving in a world that does not care if you succeed or fail. Are you ready to confront these truths, to shatter the comforting illusions and embrace the raw, unfiltered reality of life? Because the truth is, there is no safety net, no guarantee of a happy ending. What there is, however, is the potential for you to forge your own path, to carve out your own destiny amidst the chaos. And in doing so, to teach your sons the real meaning of strength, resilience, and wisdom. This is the journey we're about to embark on. This is the wisdom your father may not have shared, but you must now embrace and pass on. Let's begin. Lesson 1. The world owes you nothing. Let's get one thing straight from the start. The world owes you nothing, not a damn thing. It doesn't care about your dreams, your struggles, or your desires. This may sound harsh, even cynical, but it's a reality you must embrace if you're going to navigate life with any semblance of strength and dignity. We live in a society that coddles us with fantasies of entitlement. We're told that if we work hard, follow the rules, and play nice, we'll get what we deserve. But here's the raw truth. Life doesn't play by our rules. It's a brutal, indifferent force that rewards resilience and punishes complacency. No one is coming to rescue you. No one is going to hand you success on a silver platter. The sooner you accept this, the sooner you can start taking control of your life. This isn't just about managing expectations. It's about rejecting the toxic mindset of entitlement that so many people fall into. Too many young men grow up believing that the world will recognize their potential and reward them accordingly. But let me tell you, potential means nothing if you don't translate it into action. The world is full of unfulfilled potential, littered with the remnants of broken dreams from those who waited for life to hand them a break. Embrace the discomfort of this truth. You are not special in the eyes of the world. Your worth is determined by the value you create, by the grit you show, and by your relentless pursuit of your goals. When you let go of the illusion that the world owes you something, you gain the power to shape your own destiny. you realize that every success, every achievement is a direct result of your own efforts and resilience. So, wake up. Stop expecting the world to give you a handout. Instead, seize every opportunity, make your own luck, and forge your own path. The world doesn't owe you success, but you owe it to yourself to fight for it. This is the mindset that separates those who merely exist from those who truly live. This is the lesson your father may not have had the courage to teach you, but it's a truth you must embrace if you want to lead a life of substance and significance. Remember, you are the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. The world may owe you nothing, but that means you owe nothing to it either. You are free to carve your own path, to build your own legacy. Embrace this freedom and use it to become the man you were meant to be. Lesson 2. Everyone wears a mask. Let's strip away the pretense right here and now. Everyone wears a mask, and I mean everyone. From your closest friends to your boss, and yes, even you. We live in a world obsessed with appearances, where authenticity is often sacrificed on the altar of acceptance and social norms. This might sound jaded, but it's the reality we all need to face if we're to navigate the complexities of human interactions effectively. Think about it. How many times have you smiled when you didn't want to, agreed when you disagreed, or pretended to be something you're not just to fit in or avoid conflict? I know I have. There was a time when I wore a mask so convincing, even I started to believe it. I was the perfect student, the ideal employee, the agreeable friend. But behind that facade, I was suffocating, losing touch with who I really was. The truth is, people wear masks to protect themselves, to hide their vulnerabilities, fears, and insecurities. It's a survival mechanism in a world that can be ruthless and unforgiving. But here's the kicker. When you start to see through these masks, you realize that everyone is just as flawed and uncertain as you are. The seemingly confident CEO, the always happy friend, even the calm, composed teacher, they all have their insecurities and struggles. They're just better at hiding them. Recognizing that everyone wears a mask doesn't mean you should become cynical or distrustful. On the contrary, it should inspire compassion and understanding. It's a reminder that beneath the surface, we're all fighting our own battles, no matter how polished our exteriors may appear. But more importantly, it should challenge you to confront your own masks. What are you hiding behind? Who are you trying to impress? And at what cost to your authenticity? The moment you start peeling away your own masks, you begin to live more genuinely and courageously. You become someone who is not afraid to show vulnerability, who can face the world as your true self. So here's the lesson. Understand that everyone wears a mask, but strive to wear yours as little as possible. Be real, be raw, be honest. In a world full of facades, authenticity is a rare and powerful thing. It's the foundation of meaningful relationships and a fulfilling life. This is a truth I had to learn the hard way, and it's a truth that will serve you well as you navigate your own journey. Lesson 3. You are the author of your own life. Here's a truth that might shake you. You are the author of your own life. And let me be blunt. If you're waiting for someone else to write your story, you're going to be sorely disappointed. No one is going to hand you a script that guarantees happiness and success. The narrative you follow, the choices you make, the legacy you leave behind, it's all on you. Growing up, I was fed the comforting lie that if I just followed the rules and did what was expected, life would unfold like a fairy tale. But here's the reality. Life doesn't come with a pre-written script. There's no magical path to success, no knight in shining armor, no deus ex machina swooping in to save the day. You're the one holding the pen, and you're the one who has to write the chapters. I remember a time when I was waiting for someone to tell me what to do with my life. I kept hoping for some external validation, some sign that would point me in the right direction. But that moment never came. It took a harsh wake-up call for me to realize that no one else was going to live my life for me. I had to take control, make decisions, and create my own path. It was a liberating and terrifying realization. The controversial part of this lesson is that it flies in the face of what many of us are taught to believe. We're told to follow societal norms, to fit into predefined roles, to live up to the expectations of others. But the hard truth is, if you don't take charge of your own narrative, someone else will. They'll write your story to suit their needs, and you'll end up living a life that isn't truly yours. Taking control of your life means making tough decisions, facing the consequences, and living with the uncertainty that comes with it. It's about owning your mistakes and learning from them, rather than blaming others or circumstances. It's about understanding that your happiness, your success, and your fulfillment are your responsibility. No one else's. So here's the raw, unfiltered truth. You are not a passive character in the story of your life. You are the protagonist, the director, and the writer. You have the power to change the plot, to rewrite the narrative, and to create a story that reflects who you truly are and what you truly want. Embrace this power, take the pen, and start writing the life you want to live. This is your story, and it's time to make it one worth telling. Lesson 4. Money does influence happiness to an extent. Let's cut through the polite fiction. Money does influence happiness. To deny this is to ignore the reality of our world. Yes, the cliche goes that money can't buy happiness, but here's the controversial truth. Money can buy you a damn sight closer to it. When I was younger, I believed the romanticized notion that happiness was purely about inner peace and emotional fulfillment, detached from material wealth. It's a comforting myth, but a myth nonetheless. It wasn't until I experienced financial instability firsthand that I understood the real impact of money on one's quality of life. I vividly remember the stress of not knowing if I could pay rent, the shame of turning down social events because I couldn't afford them, and the constant anxiety that came with every unexpected expense. Money buys you choices. It buys you freedom from the crushing anxiety of living paycheck to paycheck. It affords you the ability to take risks, to pursue passions, and to invest in experiences that enrich your life. When you're not consumed by the stress of financial insecurity, you can focus on the things that truly matter: relationships, personal growth, and making a meaningful impact. But here's where it gets raw. Money alone won't fulfill you. I've seen people with millions in the bank who are utterly miserable, trapped in a cycle of chasing more and more wealth without ever finding real contentment. They've got the cars, the houses, the status, but they're empty inside because they've equated their self-worth with their net worth. Money is a tool, not an end in itself. It can create opportunities and alleviate stress, but it won't fill the void in your soul. The key is to find balance. Understand that while money is a significant factor in your overall well-being, it's not the ultimate goal. It's a means to an end, not the end itself. Use it to build a life that aligns with your values and passions. Don't let the pursuit of wealth become a never-ending treadmill that leaves you exhausted and unfulfilled. So here's the bottom line. Don't buy into the lie that money doesn't matter. It does. It influences your happiness, your freedom, and your ability to live a fulfilling life. But remember, it's a tool to be used wisely, not a master to be served. This is the lesson your father might not have been comfortable discussing, but it's one you must grasp if you want to build a life of true substance and satisfaction. Embrace the reality of money's influence, but never let it dictate your worth or your happiness. Lesson 5. Success often comes at a cost. Let's get real for a moment. Success often comes at a cost. and anyone who tells you otherwise is selling you a lie. It's a truth that many people shy away from because it's uncomfortable and goes against the polished images of effortless success we're bombarded with every day. But here's the raw, unvarnished reality. To achieve something significant, you will have to make sacrifices, and those sacrifices are often steep. When I was younger, I bought into the myth that you could have it all, a flourishing career, a perfect family, endless leisure time, all without giving up anything. But as I climbed the ladder of success, I quickly realized this was a fantasy. There was a time when I was working 60-hour weeks, missing family dinners, skipping vacations, and losing touch with friends. The cost of my ambition was high, and it wasn't just measured in hours worked or sleep lost. It was measured in moments missed and relationships strained. Success demands trade-offs. You might have to forego personal time, put relationships on hold, or sacrifice short-term pleasures for long-term gains. It's the nights spent working late instead of going out with friends, the weekends dedicated to honing your skills instead of relaxing, and the emotional toll of pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone. These are the costs that aren't glamorized but are integral to achieving real success. But here's the controversial part. You need to decide what you're willing to sacrifice. Not everyone will understand your choices, and you may face criticism and pressure to conform. The world loves a success story, but often ignores the blood, sweat, and tears that go into creating one. You have to be prepared to face this reality head on and accept that true success isn't just about achieving your goals. It's about making deliberate choices and accepting the costs that come with them. I remember a pivotal moment in my life when I had to choose between a lucrative job offer and spending time with my family. The job promised everything I thought I wanted: money, prestige, power, but it also meant being away from home for months at a time. I chose the job, thinking it would make everything better, but the long hours and constant travel took a toll on my relationships and my mental health. I realized too late that I had traded precious moments for a fleeting sense of accomplishment. So, here's the bottom line. Success comes with a price tag, and you need to be brutally honest with yourself about what you're willing to pay. Recognize that every choice has consequences, and not all costs are worth the price. Success isn't just about reaching the top. It's about balancing ambition with the things that truly matter in life. Make sure that in your pursuit of success, you don't lose sight of the things that give your life meaning and joy. This is the uncomfortable truth that often gets lost in the glamorous stories of triumph and achievement. Success is worth pursuing, but only if you're clear about the costs and are willing to bear them. This is the lesson that your father might have glossed over, but it's one you need to grasp if you want to achieve your goals without sacrificing your soul. Lesson 7. Freedom comes with responsibility. Here's a truth that's often glossed over. Freedom comes with responsibility. It's a concept that's both empowering and daunting, and it's something you need to grasp if you're to live a life of true autonomy and purpose. But let's be real, most people want the perks of freedom without the weight of responsibility. It's a fantasy that leads to disappointment and chaos. When I was younger, I was captivated by the idea of freedom. The ability to do what I wanted, when I wanted, seemed like the ultimate goal. No bosses, no rules, no limitations, just pure, unadulterated liberty. But reality hit me hard when I decided to strike out on my own, leaving a steady job to pursue my passion. The freedom was exhilarating, but the responsibilities were overwhelming. I was now accountable for every decision, every mistake, every success, and every failure. There was no safety net, no one else to blame. It was all on me. Here's the raw, controversial truth. Freedom is not just about having the ability to make choices. It's about bearing the consequences of those choices. It's about understanding that every decision you make, every action you take, has a ripple effect that can lead to success or disaster. The notion that freedom is simply the absence of constraints is a dangerous illusion. True freedom is the acceptance of responsibility for your life and your choices. Many people think they want freedom, but what they really want is freedom from consequence. They want to make choices without facing the repercussions, to live without accountability. But that's not freedom, that's escapism. Real freedom requires you to own your actions, to be accountable for your life, and to understand that your liberty is intertwined with responsibility. I remember the stark realization when I faced my first major failure as an entrepreneur. The business I had poured my heart and soul into collapsed. I was left with debts, broken dreams, and a profound sense of failure. It was a humbling experience, but it taught me a crucial lesson. The freedom to pursue my dreams came with the responsibility to endure and learn from my failures. There was no one to bail me out, no one to shoulder the blame. It was all on me, and it was up to me to rebuild and move forward. So here's the takeaway. Embrace the fact that freedom is inseparable from responsibility. Understand that the choices you make shape your destiny, and you alone are accountable for them. It's not about shirking off duties or avoiding consequences. It's about standing tall and owning your life, every aspect of it. Freedom is a double-edged sword, and wielding it wisely means accepting its weight. Freedom is not about escaping responsibilities, but embracing them. It's about understanding that your liberty comes with the duty to make responsible choices, to face the consequences, and to grow from them. This is a truth that your father might not have emphasized enough, but it's one you must grasp if you want to live a life of real freedom and integrity. Own your freedom and own the responsibility that comes with it. Only then can you truly claim to be free. Here's the cold, hard truth. The lessons we've discussed today aren't the kind of feel-good platitudes you hear in motivational speeches. They're uncomfortable, they're raw, and they're downright controversial. But they're also the reality of life, a reality that you must confront if you're to navigate this world with your eyes wide open. Life is fundamentally unfair. The world owes you nothing. Everyone wears a mask. You are the author of your own life. Money does influence happiness, and success often comes at a cost. Freedom comes with responsibility. These aren't just lessons. They're the brutal truths that will shape your journey, define your character, and ultimately determine your success and happiness. I know this isn't what you want to hear. I didn't want to hear it either when I was younger. I was fed a steady diet of comforting lies and sugar-coated dreams. I believed that life would be fair, that my good intentions would be enough, and that freedom meant doing whatever I wanted without consequence. But reality hit me hard and forced me to confront these uncomfortable truths. I remember a time when I felt completely lost. I had taken risks, made mistakes, and faced setbacks that seemed insurmountable. I was angry at the world for being unfair, for not rewarding my hard work, for the masks people wore, and for the weight of responsibilities that came with my freedom. It was a dark time, but it was also a turning point. It forced me to accept that life isn't fair, but that doesn't mean I'm powerless. It's unfair, but it's also full of opportunities for those willing to face reality head on. So here's my challenge to you. Embrace these uncomfortable truths. Stop waiting for life to hand you fairness or success on a silver platter. Stop expecting others to show their true selves or to write your story for you. Understand that money does matter to an extent, that success will cost you something, and that freedom comes with the heavy burden of responsibility. These are the lessons your father might have struggled to tell you, but they're the ones you need to hear and the ones you need to pass on. The world is tough, and it's not going to get any easier. But if you arm yourself with these truths, if you accept the reality of life's unfairness and the responsibilities that come with freedom, you'll be prepared to face whatever comes your way. You'll be ready to create a life of purpose, resilience, and integrity. And in the end, that's what really matters. That's what will define your legacy. So go out there, face the world with your eyes wide open, and make the most of your life. It's not going to be easy, but nothing worth having ever is. This is your story. Own it, live it, and make it one worth telling.